Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother James, DoeParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, we are going to get right back at our Matthew verse-by-verse Bible study. We want to finish Matthew chapter 26 today. We are going to start at verse 69, and we're going to get through to verse 75. Before we get at the verses, let's kind of set the situation here. Jesus has been taken. He's arrested. He's been given like a mock trial. He's been accused and convicted of blasphemy, so they want to give him the death penalty. And this area of scripture is about Peter trailing, watching, seeing what's going on with Jesus. Let's go right to the scripture. Verse 69. Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. Okay, so Peter is lingering around the place where Jesus is, and this damsel, it's a female slave or servant, she notices him and she says, Hey, I think you were with Jesus. Well, I think we all know this story. Peter is about to be tested for his faith, for his association to Jesus. You know, if you think about it, we're all tested. All of us saints are tested in this way because there are people that say, oh, you're a Christian. And it could be at a job interview. It could be out in the world. It could be in family, whatever. We're all tested to see if we're of Christ and what will be our reply as we serve God in this lost, wicked world, right? Amen. We all kind of go through the same thing as Peter. So let's learn from this as we go. Verse 70. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. All right, so Peter makes his first denial against the Lord, right? And we know that he's about to make two more, right? But what I want you to notice here is how the sin that Peter's involved in, he's lying. He's saying he doesn't know Jesus. He's lying, right? It's not just a denial. It's a lie. And Revelation 22 says no liars will inherit the kingdom of God. Notice how the sin that he's involved in escalates. Yeah, he goes from being like calm and, you know, just talking to eventually, well, we'll see his demeanor. It comes unhinged. That's what sin does to you. That's what sin does to you. It takes you out of control. It takes you out of righteousness. It takes you out of how God created us to be, and it puts you into a place of disorder and destruction. Verse 71, and when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them that were there, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. All right, so Peter gets noticed again. He gets called out again by this maid, another woman, and she's saying, Hey, he was with Jesus. And Peter, once again, is being tested. I think we all know he did not pass this test. Verse 72. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. Wow. So Peter, in his second denial of Jesus Christ, he adds an oath to this. That makes the denial even worse, does it not? Now it's like he's swearing that he doesn't know this Jesus. Jesus talked about that. He said, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Peter's not holding to that at all, is he? No. He's adding insult to injury in his sin, not only denying the Lord, not only lying, now swearing that he doesn't know the Savior. See what sin does to you. Sin undoes you. Sin takes you off the path that God would have for humanity. That's what happened in the garden. Sin feeds your flesh. Sin condemns you. Yeah. And that's what's happening to Peter here. He's coming apart. He's feeling the condemnation. Verse 73. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, Surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. All right. So this is the third time they're coming to him. He's asked, We could tell by the way you talk. You're one of them. You're one of those Jesus followers. So what we can surmise from this is Peter must have been from a region where he had an accent. Like, I'm from Wisconsin, and a lot of people tell me I have an accent, a state in America here. A lot of people tell me I have an accent, right? And you go south, and they have a different accent. You go west or east, they have a different accent. Well, Peter obviously had some type of different accent, and they recognize this. And they call him out on it, saying, hey, your accent's different. Jesus was known to be from Nazareth. And so in this area that Peter was from, he spoke differently. They're tying him to Jesus by how he talks. Isn't that interesting? I think a note here is that a lot of times with sin, the smallest things that are going on around our sin, smallest things about us can expose us. And we think we're covered. See, sin is very deceptive. It blinds you. It steals your light. It steals your truth. It steals your reasoning. And a lot of times you don't even think, hey, I could get in big trouble. I can get caught for this. But your sin has blinded you, and you're doing things where you're easily going to get caught. Reminds me of the bank robber that wrote a bank robbery threat on the back of, someone once said, on the back of his pay stub. So he handed his pay stub to the teller and said, give me all your money, and ran with the money, and they had his name from the pay stub. His sin got him so caught up, he didn't even think logical. He didn't even think with wisdom. And there's no wisdom in sin, right? Because fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And when you don't have the fear of the Lord, you don't have wisdom. When you don't have wisdom, you sin, and sin in ways where you're easily caught and exposed. Sin in the flesh, it takes away discernment, clear thinking. You set yourself up for great failure. You know what this reminds me of? King David. Yeah, his lust for another man's wife. Not only does he lay with her, then he goes and commits murder and has the guy killed. Thought he got away with it all. God sees everything. Nathan comes to expose him. It all came crumbling down on David. You can read about that, 2 Samuel 12. Sin does that to you. And it makes you not walk in the light of God. And you walk in the dark. And when you walk in the dark, it opens you up to Satan's destruction. Remember, Paul turned over the man in sexual sin over to Satan to destroy his flesh. Sin. Nothing good dwells in sin. In the light, all good things dwell in God. Remember that. You don't want to fall into any type of sin, because it can lead you down a trail to more and more destruction. Verse 74. Then began he to curse, to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crowed. All right, so here we see Peter gets unhinged. He's like upset this third time. He curses and swears. He goes all in with this third lie. It's a lie. After he swore, right, that he wasn't with Jesus, to the point of cursing and swearing and denying the Lord. Cursing, swearing, and denying the Lord. Totally in his flesh. Totally out of the light. Totally out of good reasoning and sound judgment. And he's trying to preserve his life. That's what this is mainly about, because if they tied him with Jesus, he may be arrested and he may be persecuted. Jesus said, you must lose your life for his name's sake in Matthew 10. Peter's on the wrong side of that. Peter's trying to save his life, look after his flesh, and look what it's causing, destruction of Peter's faith. We know that Jesus had stated Peter would do this very act three times. Matthew 26, 34. It was just in one of our earlier studies. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you, or I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. So we know that Jesus predicted this. It just happened. Peter is guilty of a grave, grave sin. Verse 75. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. and he went out and wept bitterly. All right, so Peter, in the end, reaping what he has sown, right? He's denying the Lord three times. He swears by it, and he's sorrowful over it, right? So that's a good sign. He's sorrowful over his sin. He's feeling the weight heavy on him, knowing his Lord predicted this was going to happen, and his Lord is about to be murdered. What a terrible time to do this when your Lord is about to be murdered. But there's a reason and there's a purpose for it all. Peter's sin is bearing down on him. And I think we should look at some points about this section of scripture. It's mostly about Peter's denial. Let's look at some points to ponder, okay? Saints and seekers, if you're with me. Number one, Jesus knew the future. More proof he's God. Have you thought about that? Jesus knew what was going to happen. He predicted it. Jesus is God. Another evidence that Jesus is God. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. He sees it all. Number two, Peter was arrogant, puffed up. Go look at verse 35 saying, I'll never do that even unto death, Lord. I'll never deny you. But you know what? 1 Corinthians 10:12. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Pride. Pride cometh before the fall. The very first sin in all of the universe was Satan in pride against God. Yeah, that was the very first sin. And I was talking with a brother the other day. Pride is at the root of all sin. You steal, it's pride. You lust, it's pride. You hate, it's pride. You covet, it's pride. Pride, lifting yourself up, your ways, your wants, your desires above everything else. Yeah, that's the root of all kinds of sin. So Peter was arrogant, puffed up in pride, and he fell. And he fell hard. Three, Peter was in the flesh, and he lacked courage. Right? He didn't have any courage before those people. He was in his flesh. We can't please God in the flesh. Romans 8:8 tells us that. And no cowards, remember this, men, no cowards are going to inherit the kingdom of God. Revelation 21:8. Yeah, go read it. Peter was a coward that day. It was not a good thing before the Lord. Number four, lest he repent, which Peter did. We know he did because he became a mighty man of God. He would have lost his soul. Jesus said this, Matthew 10:32-33. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Peter could have did that. He didn't. 33, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Yeah. Lest Peter repent, Christ would have denied him before the Father. He would have lost his soul because of his cowardice and his sin, turning away from Jesus, the one who could save him. Imagine that, turning away from the one that could save you. Not a good thing, not wisdom, not walking in the light. Number five, we know that there's a well of forgiveness. No matter what Peter did, no matter how many times he denied, because of what the Lord told us. Matthew 18:21-22. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me? Shall I forgive him? Seven times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. That's a lot, right? Yeah, that's a lot. So God's well of forgiveness is deep. Peter can get forgiveness. This is not an unforgivable sin. And so a lot of people want to hold this over Peter and think it's the most terrible thing that could happen. But a lot of people do this and do worse. But there is forgiveness. There's cleansing through the gospel, through faith in Christ, death, burial, and resurrection, through repentance, turning from it, being born again by the Spirit of God, striving in holiness and obedience as fruit you even know him and enduring to the end. There is hope in the gospel for even a sinner like Peter and a sinner like me, the worst of the worst. Number six, Peter wept, and it was an act of repentance. Yeah, we know that. Why do we know that? Because we see Peter went on to be a mighty man of God, as I said. Once the Spirit comes in Acts 2, Peter became a bold preacher of the gospel. History says he went to his death, crucified upside down. Not the Bible, but the history says that. Romans 2:4, or despiseth thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Yeah, it was the goodness of God that allowed Peter to come to repentance, even after denying the Lord who went to the stake for his sin. The goodness of God made it possible for Peter to repent. I want to offer up to you also that Peter was a better man of God for having fallen into this and going through this great trial, because God always, for his true saints, uses our past sin, our shortcomings, our experiences for his glory. Only he can do that. Only God can use sin and use all that wickedness. He can do that, though. It's pretty amazing. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Peter loved God, even though he denied. He repented and came back. To them who are called according to his purpose. So God has a purpose in all this. And God is a redeeming God. He wants none to perish, it tells us in 2 Peter 3. What a good heavenly Father we have to trust in, to serve, to know. He's full of grace. He's full of love and mercy and compassion. He offers faith and repentance. And it's through Christ and his shed blood that we can be cleansed from all of our unrighteousness. Even though we fall many times, we get back up. He washes clean. We keep going again and again and again. It's our will working in unison with the gospel. That's the covenant we're walking in, the blood covenant. Let us not deny the Lord. Let us live for his glory. Seek his kingdom every single day. One last thing, last point. Let's use Peter as a great learning experience, so that we or the saints behind us that we're teaching, discipling, don't fall into that same pattern. Get weak, get fleshly, deny the Lord. Now, Peter, let me just say this real quick. Peter should have known what was coming and should have been prepared for it, because Christ predicted it. So that's kind of another whole teaching. But let us and those coming behind us not walk in such a way. Let's glorify our Lord in all of our members, in all of our ways. Walking in the light, walking in the truth, putting down all sin, repenting, and never letting it get to the place where we do the same sin over and over and over. But we walk in righteousness for the glory of God. Hey, I'm going to leave it right there. We are going to pick up at Matthew 27 next. And looking forward then to finishing it up, Matthew 27, Matthew 28, and then we're going to get into a new book. Not sure which one yet, but we're going to get there. We are headed down the road, headed to a preach this weekend. Looking forward to it. It's a pagan Christmas parade preach at a busy, busy tourist thoroughfare. It should be a good one. Audio and video to come. Hope you're all striving. Go to don'tperish.com. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Shoot us an email. Strive for the kingdom of God. Don't deny the Lord. He's the only way to eternal life. We love you all. Till next time. May God be praised.